54.
Just got some good news, y'all.
What's that?
Word. You already know. I can smoke. Oh.
Well, I didn't know you meant that.
Yeah. Whoa, take that back. Take that back. Hold up. Give me a mic check, Dre.
Mic check, mic check. Might be a little low.
Fakes, fires up the three.
Turn me up, turn me up. I'm good.
Yeah, try it now.
Yo. You know my voice is kind of a little Keith Sweat.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Literally, you have to just be really into what you're doing and what you're saying. But if you mean what you say, it comes natural, actually. You don't try to be different, because when you try to be different, you end up being the same.
That might be some words to come back to.
Yeah. When you try to be different,
yeah,
you end up being the same.
Yup.
Whew. This is going to be a spicy one. Lead us in, Trey.
Yeah, this is episode 5.
Cinco.
5 of Studio 54, hosted by your boy Dre L, a.k.a. Horchata Poppy.
And your boy Caso, the Ninjaneer, with...
Muggy Will.
Will.
Muggy with a chance of beats.
Yep. Just a chance. I might make some.
You have made some. We actually gonna play some of that a little bit later. So yeah,
might depending on how long this discussion lasts.
Yeah, this might last the whole pod, though. So, what happened recently?
What are we doing? We playing? Are we going through track by track?
We doing exactly what we want to do. Fuck everything. We got to do it exactly how we want to do it for this one, though.
Drop.
There we go.
Can you drop the?
Well, let's say what we do it first.
No, that's what I'm saying with the intro. Not even the words. Just gets to the come in.
All right, let's get to it.
Before the words even come in.
All right, then let's start that off here.
Fuckers coming in serious.
Siento aquí tu presencia.
La noche de anoche y nos ponemos a llorar.
Yesterday somebody whacked out my mural. That energy will make you niggas move to Europe.
Let's cut it right there.
You cut it right there.
Right there.
That was the tone setter right there. Mm.
So Kendrick drop, right? Kendrick drop. And we was all anticipating Kendrick to drop because he didn't have an album, but he got the Super Bowl. Got a bunch of Grammys, but didn't have an album.
There was no indication he was going to drop, though.
There was none. It was out the blue.
Mm-hmm.
Out the blue. And actually, Bills, you was the first one to text the group saying, yo, Kendrick drop. How you find out about that?
I don't know, man. I was like, ain't dang. I went on Apple Music. I'm like, ain't shit popping right now. I'm like, what's going on? It was like 11 o'clock. I went to Apple Music. I had to dig a little further, went in the hip-hop genre, and then I'm like, Kendrick Lamar. I'm like, all right, is this a single? And I'm like, oh, it's a
whole
motherfucking
album. Wait, you actually searched for this shit? Like, you was probably the first motherfucker to play it, though.
Yeah, I didn't know.
No one ever searches for the album first. Yeah. It's always like, oh, yeah, a post, and then you click on the post, or you go searching for it after the post. You was actually on Apple Music to find that it dropped?
No, because I usually get up Friday morning and I'm looking for new music and shit, and I ain't see nothing. Then I went back, I'm like, nah, man, something's wrong.
Something had to drop.
Yeah, so I went back to in the genres, and then I saw, I'm like, Kendrick Lamar. I'm like, why ain't nobody talking about this shit? I'm like, usually, I mean, I get information. I mean, I'm thinking shit going crazy, and then nobody's saying nothing. So I'm like, well, maybe I'm the first motherfucker to peep this shit out. So I start playing it. And I'm like, you know, usually I'm like, I'm negative already. I'm like, you know.
And you don't say.
No, not you.
Nah, not y'all. Not y'all.
You know, not the fucking donkey from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, man. I'm already like, I'm criticizing.
You know what Donald had called me like years ago?
Ego?
No, he called me rapper racist because like I don't like new shit.
Oh,
it takes a while for me to get into new shit. Continue on with your story,
man.
Bill.
So I'm listening to it. I'm like, I don't know. It seemed like a rush. I'm thinking like, all right, Super Bowl is a rush. He just throwing some shit out there. So that's where my brain is at. and I'm listening to it, and I'm at work. You know, I'm at work. I got clients in the office. I'm trying to hit a shit. I ain't got my headphones in. And I'm like, I don't know, man. This shit ain't sounding too hot. And then I'm like, you know, then y'all motherfuckers start talking about it. And I'm like, all right, well, maybe the beats did sound better from what his last album was, The Moral.
Mr. Morale.
Yeah, Mr. Morale. Yeah. I mean, that was a therapy album. So I like that one, too. You know, just on some therapy shit, because I'm in, you know, mental health and addiction, working addiction. So I felt that shit, and he had Eckhart Tolle on it, and, you know, the New Earth, and I understand what he was doing, but the beats wasn't there. It was like on some deep shit. But,
yeah,
you know, after I left work, though, and I was in a car, I'm like, oh, man, this shit bumping. And then I heard the intro just flowed so well. Like, I listened to that bitch repetitively, objectively, not on some New Orleans shit, not on some Drake shit, not on some
Wayne
shit. I'm just listening objectively, and I'm like, this bitch bang. So that's where I'm at objectively, initially listening to it.
That bitch bang. Okay. I was super on the negative side until I also listened to it in the car. And I was like, I ain't like none of that shit. But after I listened to it in the car, I did like some of that shit. It's specifically the Heart Park 6. That was my favorite song of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Drake dropped his old Heart Park 6, which was a beef song, just to fucking spite this nigga. But Kendrick kept it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was like they called it the white flag. If you listen to Drake,
it basically was like,
yeah.
It was that last song he dropped. But point being, Kendrick's Heart Part 6 was not about a beef. He kept it in the lineage of his other Heart Parts saga. So that was something that I liked about it. And also Peekaboo was probably my other favorite.
Okay. Yeah, I like the Heart 6.
Which ones you like?
Heart 6 was fire.
I saw you, when Billy texted that Kendrick dropped. Like, I went on Reddit.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I go, like, to see, you know, like, when new drops and shit happen. Because that's where, you know, that's, like, online, that's where niggas be talking and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you get the most shit. So, like, then I started listening, like, at work. Like, I was on the phone, and then, like, I have like one earbud because I lost the other one. That's why I was like, I couldn't give you like a real assessment at the time. You know what I'm saying? As soon as that bitch dropped, what he said a few days ago, nigga whacked out my name. Oh, that shit was so fucking dramatic. Like, especially with the opera singing, like musically, like that's why I was like, musically, I was like, y'all niggas ain't enjoy this shit?
Yeah, musically.
Like he is.
It's just about.
Music wise, like
it's it was the message that I have a problem with.
I'm gonna get to that too. But music wise, just beat selection wise, that shit was a fucking West Coast classic. West Coast
masterpiece.
Classic.
That's why masterpiece. I ripped some of the beats already.
So so even getting to the topics at hand, he can say that shit because he did it this year. This nigga has a fucking I was telling my sister this. He's having a 2015 Steph Curry year.
Okay. Yeah, he is.
This is unanimous.
Yeah, it is. It's his best year.
He killed everything.
Yeah.
His last five tweets, you can pull them up. His last five tweets are all on the charts. All of them. And he dropped the album of the year. Hands down.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down. Like, the message of him being so braggadocious, him being so boastful, even the shit about Wayne, you know what I'm saying? I don't really look at that as a shot. You know, Wayne's still my goat. I still look at him as a goat.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just purposeful. A lot of it was purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Even throughout the battle, like I said, Drake did a lot of fucking around.
Yeah,
Kendrick
he did.
didn't fuck around.
No, like, Kendrick didn't fuck around. Even Drake was playing.
Like, even with this album, I felt it wasn't rushed. Like, this was after Grammy.
The Grammys were announced. Some people are saying this is only the first disc of the album.
Because
it seems like very topical and very new, and he's been recording for 2.5 years.
This has been, subject matter wise. This is like all new shit. This is all this year.
That's what I'm saying, but he's been recording for 2.5 years.
I mean, he's a rapper. He's a professional rapper. He records.
He definitely got something in the tuck. But and then some of his partners was tweeting that he might have some. This ain't it or whatever else. So
everybody been tweeting this. You know, I mean, like you said, Daylight is in his camp. He was like, get out the street, call coming, all that type of shit. They said that months ago. But he's very calculated. That's why I know this wasn't a fucking like, oh, here. This was after the Grammys nominations came out. This not even on this Grammy cycle. Like, this is going to be album of the year for next year.
Right.
Like, type shit for those award cycles.
Gotcha.
So, like, for, you know, so him dropping this in late November around Thanksgiving, and he's probably going to run the numbers up. He's going to do something spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the last quarter, too. A lot of people don't drop in the last quarter.
Yeah, because, the awards and shit is over for the year.
So y'all want to run through the album real quick?
Mm-mm-mm.
No?
What was your take on it? I know you was...
No, he gave his take.
He gave
his
take.
Yeah, he gave his take.
Yeah, I said the songs I like.
It changed a bit from from Friday.
Oh, a little bit. A tad bit.
Niggas was
like
hype.
I said,
I'm glad
I
we didn't
to it
record.
On my phone first.
Yeah. I'm glad we didn't record on Friday.
It's a nice... It's one of the better albums of the year. It's just like I said, I have problems with what he said and how he's saying it and who he's trying to go into.
What's your issue with what he's saying?
Well, there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of contradictions from his point. One of his contradictions would be, nobody congratulated me. But, you know, previously you saying you want to watch the party die and you're going at everybody in the industry. So you can't get mad when nobody don't congratulate you if you're going at everybody in the industry. That's one contradiction.
Hmm.
The other contradiction is he's calling Wayne's lyrics like out of date and old, which, you know, I don't think is the case. And he's also coming at him in a very disrespectful manner when he's been one of his biggest fans and has videos singing his lyrics drunk from like decades ago. So, I mean, it's just in poor taste. I don't think Wayne came at him. I think Wayne was naturally hurt from not getting the New Orleans Super Bowl, especially when he campaigned for it. But he didn't say Kendrick didn't deserve it. He also didn't say Kendrick was a bad rapper. He also didn't say anything negative towards him. He only came out and addressed his fans that were feeling hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like this response is warranted.
I don't think he was... I think those lines about the flows being outdated, that's pretty ambiguous.
Right.
Like
it's on the same song when Kendrick mentioned Wayne by name.
When Kendrick disses, he said, I don't send the sub shots or whatever. I'll send my shit direct. Like
but that
if he was talking about him,
that doesn't mean that's the case.
If he was talking about him, it would have been direct because he said Snoop name right after he said Wayne name. So he was talking about a bunch of people. He was talking about white comedians too. He was talking about Andrew Schultz and Charlamagne the God. Don't let white comedians talk about black women. Charlamagne the God, all that fucking cooning and shit he been doing. I've been saying Charlamagne been cooning for
point.
A long
this
ass
is my
fucking
point.
Time.
When he says
the thing about Kendrick's message is that. He is fucking really pro-black culture, dog. Pro-black culture, dog. Like, it's not that...
On some ancestors.
It's not that he's trying to be a gatekeeper. He's trying to get away from those gatekeepers who've been, like, been masquerading around. Like, Drake is like...
Like Wayne?
I fuck with Drake. I'm not talking about Wayne.
Oh, well, he was.
He was. I don't think he was. I think that was a ambiguous shot that if Wayne took it, Kendrick will take it. Kendrick willing to take it though.
Then why Wayne felt like it was? Wayne
he can feel like he, I mean, you can know. Feel like you want to feel. It's on you to react how you react, and then I'll react accordingly.
He said
a bunch of names, he was referring to a bunch of people.
I done heard that song so many times, and I'm like, he could be talking about a whole bunch of legends. He could be talking about. I mean, he mentioned Wayne, but it was in a respectful manner. And then sometimes I'm listening to it, it's like, damn, is he going off on Wayne the whole time? And I'm like, but it's just like, he's saying how he feel about shit, man. Motherfuckers pandering, motherfuckers trying to be politically correct. And that's one thing I can say about Kendrick, like, he has integrity through the whole, like, his stance. He just has integrity, man. He ain't playing both sides and how people want to be friends and shit and all of this shit, but I don't think it was a direct shot at Wayne. I feel like, you know, it is. He said what he said about the Super Bowl, and then he moved on and just was talking about other shit. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, I see how Wayne could take that. Because if I was listening to it, it's like, damn, this nigga talk about
so
me the whole first song.
He also said he strangled a goat. So who the fuck he talking about? Is he talking about Drake? Why would he call Drake a goat?
Drake
he would never goat. Give him that high of a praise when it was even going through anything. So now all of a sudden he called him a goat.
Drake is a very worthy opponent. Everybody was calling him a goat. He's this generation's goat.
Nah, bro.
I mean, you got. He's. I mean, that's Drake, what he's talking about.
Drake calls Wayne his goat. So how can a goat call somebody else they goat?
And you look at it from like a fan's perspective, and not a rapper's perspective.
But I want them to fight. So like, yeah.
If you look, I mean, you gotta look at it from a rapper's perspective, though. I don't think it's gonna be a good battle. I don't think that would be a good battle. Wayne and Kendrick. Nah. I've never heard Wayne.
Wayne never had to respond to the battle, man. No, he did not.
Drake.
He never had
battling.
To respond to Pusha T.
Yeah,
because
Wayne
Pusha
never
T
battled,
was way
man.
Below.
He did respond to Pusha
yeah,
T.
Yeah, but
it and it was trash.
Yeah, he ain't a battle. He ain't a battle rapper.
It was
man.
Trash. Mm-hmm. I mean,
he responded to Jay-Z, and that was pretty dope.
It was high. It was two lines.
Yeah, that shit was trash,
it was,
too.
It was
yeah.
two lines.
Okay. Point being.
Because Jay-Z do all that sneak dissing, too.
Right.
Yeah.
He a sneak disser just like Drake.
Yeah.
That's what got his ass tore up by Nas.
Yeah.
What a quinky dink.
Yeah.
And this nigga, Kendrick, moved just like that nigga Nas. Militant as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That West Coast shit is like that. He's so like.
It's the auto war, man. Some
exactly.
Shit,
like
yeah.
He moves very militant and very distinct and with intention, though. And the message that he gives is not no. It's not just no fly by night. I'm
no.
just you know like and then he you know like he, that he said he came to make the he came to make the party die like type
I,
shit like.
I also think like I said, y'all
sure,
may not think yeah. he was coming at Wayne, but I think the title itself, Whacked Out Murals, is a shot at Wayne.
But you know what whacked out means, though, right?
Well, there's a double entendre in everything in art, is there
but
not? It,
I mean, but whacked out in L.A. lingo means that they fucking, that your mural is up and they put an X over that bitch.
And whacked out in everybody's culture means you fucking whacked
but
out.
But he's this is L.A. culture. This is an L.A. album.
Well,
this is a South,
not only an
this
L.A.
is a Compton album.
There are people that listening to this album.
It don't matter who listening.
World.
The nigga that made it is telling you
he
where he's from.
He knows his audience.
No, he's, do you listen to,
yeah,
did you listen to the production?
He knows his audience is not only L.A.
Did you listen to the production? Mm. He's giving you more of himself.
It seems like that was a shot too.
I don't get that.
And of course, further in the album, I know we're going to get to further in the album, but there was some other New Orleans shots and shit like that that I
yeah,
felt like was disrespectful.
Yeah, with the L.A. Ellen walk up in New
yeah.
Orleans like the L.A. Ellen.
And
then he come on the song sounding just like BG saying, wow.
Right,
like, what the
right,
fuck
right,
is
right.
all that,
though? But, man, Kendrick.
He not trying
Drake
to goad us into a fucking a battle? I think he is.
Man, Kendrick about that smut, whatever the fuck you said. And I mean,
He living that shit.
Fucking go at anybody, so and he ready
should
for
we be
it.
Scared? That, I mean, that's what y'all sounded like. We should be scared.
Nah,
like,
nigga
Wayne
ain't saying nigga scared,
I mean,
but at the same time, I respect
Wayne
his mind.
Wayne is not
frame.
A battle rapper.
He's not a battle
he's
rapper.
He's not a
but
battle rapper.
Is he not gonna stand up for himself? Is all I'm saying.
I mean, his rap is not like they going to fisticuffs. It's not like they about to have a shootout.
Well, no, you gotta put it on wax.
You gotta rap.
You gotta put it on wax.
And Kendrick is the much more seasoned battle rapper at this point.
Oh,
much
yeah,
more.
Absolutely.
He's been throwing shots at niggas for 13 years.
So he is throwing shots, is what you're saying.
Still throwing shots.
Yeah.
And
he's
he knows
throwing
how to,
shots. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't say
so
all
we established
that.
That.
Nah,
thank
I didn't
you,
say
Dre.
It.
Appreciate that.
I mean, you can do that. That you know, the elementary. You know, debate and try to flip my words, but nah, those words are very ambiguous. He's talking to a lot of people. He said a lot of people have shown their faces. Wayne is the big name that everybody's paying attention to.
That he named also.
That and he also named Snoop right after.
And I thought he was talking about Snoop.
I didn't say he didn't
throw
a shot at Snoop. You saying he didn't throw a shot at Wayne?
You didn't mention Snoop.
He did. He said.
I said you didn't mention Snoop.
I'm not worried about Snoop.
Exactly. So everybody's worried about Wayne. So everybody
establishing that he did or didn't throw a shot at Wayne should be our starting point.
I say no.
No, the whole the whole.
But I just didn't move on from there. Like, you know, I don't think so.
I thought he was disrespecting Snoop, but Snoop came on and cleared that shit up. But yeah, I think he's just going at everybody, man. He mentioned Wayne. He didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing disrespectful, but right after that, he was like, anybody could get it. Fuck it. Everybody agitated. Everybody could get it. So
if you think that's a shot at Wayne, that's just not even truthful. Because like the shit that Wayne has been putting out lately has been like goated. The nigga versus lately has been crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
So that can't be. Who else
would be trying to convince Kendrick they the greatest? That's what I'm saying, that they their favorite. After the Super Bowl shit, this is a very current topic. This is not literally about Drake shit. I'm thinking he's talking about Wayne because everybody after the Super Bowl was announced was trying to convince them that Wayne would be the favorite. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Everybody was trying to convince him.
Yeah. There was a whole campaign. Nigga. There was a split. Whole online thing.
There was a split.
But it wasn't about Drake. That's all I'm saying at that point. It seems more like it would have been about Wayne, that line.
But then he talk about
Kendrick is not
a nigga on his chain
online,
and like, all of that shit.
I don't know. I'm not getting what you're saying because like Kendrick is not in the comment section. He's not representing them. He's representing himself. Like the online debate could be the online debate, whatever.
Yeah.
He didn't speak on it. The only time he said Wayne's name was Drake.
Oh, he listened.
Drake fucked on his girl while I was in jail and shit. Fuck, he didn't say shit about Wayne. I think he didn't say his name in the battle, like within reverence of Wayne, because of the way he does look at him and the shit that Wayne did for TDE. J-Rock used to be with Cash Money in 08.
What? Yeah.
And damn. Kendrick was his hype man. So like the shit goes way back deeper than like niggas, you know, like the shit people just seeing on the surface level. It's deeper than just surface level shit. Like J-Rock was Cash Money. He was with Absol, when it was doing the Black Hippie shit, it was J-Rock, Absol, Kendrick, and fucking Schoolboy Q.
Yeah.
Like they was around Cash Money. That's why Baby and Slim and Wayne was at YouTube when they got presented the award and shit. Then TDE was there. It's a little deeper than that.
I'd like to know what the motherfucker silenced out like on the first track. I love to know what the fuck he said. I don't know it was parts that was taken out. You know what I'm saying? I felt like he was talking about J. Cole. I felt like he was talking about J. Cole at that time. Though,
Cole
all of that
being
shit
way
too.
Too quiet, bro.
Yeah. Way talking about all that quiet, fucking though. Politically correct shit. Niggas don't love you and all that fake love shit. You know?
I think Cole already missed his chance. When Cole deleted, literally. Don't even think about coming back.
Nigga named his shit The Fall Off. Might delete later. It happened. It literally happened, though.
I'm just thinking he was going at a lot of people, man, and just left it, like you said, ambiguous for us to figure out or whatever. And because I hear him going at a lot of people. And if you hear it a certain way, you be like, oh, fuck, he talking about Wayne, he talking about Snoop, he talking about J. Cole, he talking about Drake, he talking about, it's like, damn, I think that's the intelligence of his art and how he does this shit.
But you can't name somebody and then be ambiguous at the same time.
He's done that a lot. He's done that his whole career.
Well, then you get the shit that come with it. You live in the smut, as you said. He's living in the smut.
He's on top right now.
This is how he came on top.
This is an MVP,
This is how he came on
top. But that's
top.
The art of war.
This is
right. It's the art of war,
though. He needed conflict for it, which is hip-hop is about that as well.
He's
only using, you know, one of the aspects of hip-hop, but he's mastering it. Yeah.
Mastered it.
Mastered it. Agreed.
Because others have tried. Drake has tried.
Well,
Drake has tried. Jay-Z has tried.
But
both have failed.
Nas was way better.
Nas killed Jay.
Ether.
Kendrick killed Drake.
And Not Like Us was his Ether.
Well, he had more than that. Yeah, like you.
But Not Like Us was the Ether. It was the one.
That was the main. That was mainstream Ether. That was, like I said, mainstream.
Just
like if people that was listening, to the lead up to Euphoria 616 in LA and Meet the Grams. Yeah. It was murder. It was slaughter. Nigga was dragging this nigga all across the ground. Read him and fucking weep, dog. Like nigga had Family Matters. It was cool.
Yeah,
I thought Family Matters with the visions and I mean
that was
the
cool
visuals and shit. But then when he came back with that other shit, I'm like, oh lord.
Push ups was all right, and then Taylor Made he was fucking around.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
It was a lot of wasted energy.
Yeah.
He was playing like Kendrick was pussy.
And then nigga dropped Euphoria and it was a rap. Nigga was like, oh shit, he's serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He goaded him just like he trying to do to Wayne. And yeah, you think, like you said, you don't think Wayne would be able to hold up with Kendrick in that type of battle?
Not right now.
But
not right now.
In what scenario does Wayne like make good songs and like win the battle in the long run? Like just ignoring it? No, like should he not even tweet it?
I wouldn't even tweet it, man. Like.
That was too much. I know, like Drake might. I don't know what their relationship is, but I know him. I know what him and Mac Mains is like. Well, I don't know it, but I mean, I know they're still close and shit. But right. But it's like, you know, maybe it was a little bit of crossover from like inside the actual camp of like, you know, Wayne. Maybe you need to just tweet some, or you know, because I know Wayne didn't wake up listening to Kendrick.
Right.
On Friday.
Nah. Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like, I think it was more so the camps, young, you know, the people that surround them, you know, Mac Mang, whoever, you know, whatever. But nah, this is not the right timing for Wayne because it's right before the Super Bowl too.
Yeah, you should wait this till after the Super
this
Bowl.
Album. This album gonna breathe for a long time. Not like us, which came out what, June, still going.
Yeah.
This album is about to breathe for a
long
time.
He used a lot of the same flows, though.
A lot of the beats
were damn near similar. I think he did that to whitewash the fucking Not Like Us, because you can't really say a pedophile on the Super Bowl stage. But kind
of. I don't think so. I'm on a total opposite side of that. That nigga went crazy.
Should we listen?
That nigga went crazy.
Yeah.
You can go ahead. I mean, you can play something that you think. May sound similar, but that nigga went crazy.
The squabble shit go hard, man. A lot of that shit go. I like the Luther shit, the fucking. I like everything but the last song, which is about the pen and being, you know, and rap and da 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 da. But a lot of that shit go hard.
Mustard! Y'all like that shit?
Hell
that nigga screaming on the track like Eminem, though. That's why I stopped listening to Eminem, because that nigga started doing dumb shit like that, though.
Nah, that wasn't dumb.
Yeah,
okay. That was fucking great rapping, great MCing. Like you said, lyricist over swag rap.
Yeah, that shit was cool. Just conceptually, even Reincarnated, man. All of that shit is just—it's just a good fucking album.
Reincarnated,
man.
Was fucking crazy.
Still gotta be audibly and sonically pleasing, though.
It was. It's still a vibe.
Not when a nigga yelling mustard in your ear.
It's still a vibe outside of the lyricism. Like it's still a vibe.
That shit was nice.
A West Coast vibe, though.
Objective. That shit made me listen to Made Niggas by Tupac. I was like, man, this shit brought me back to the West Coast, running Tupac and all of that shit, man. I'm like, man, this shit it's just good. You got to give quality, man.
Yeah, that shit was quality, extreme quality.
Yeah.
Which one was it? Hold on. How y'all felt about the Reincarnated?
I felt like that was one of the better Tupac flips I've ever heard.
Yeah, he didn't use AI or anything like that. Thank God.
No, I mean actually people that have actually used a Tupac beat. It's been so many.
It's just a good concept, man. He talking
it's
about
a great concept.
It's a great concept, man. Of misusing or like you in this position, and you could either use it, you know, in the right way or whatever it is. It's
just fucking though, like, come on.
But it's
man.
A good concept, man.
Yeah. DMX spoke for what was that song? Damien. Was that Damien on Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood?
They remind me of that. Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
The devil. He ain't spoke for God.
He spoke on both terms. Trust me, I know Damien better than anybody, nigga.
I believe that.
He spoke off from both sides.
Yeah. Nah, the reincarnated go hard. I'm thinking he was talking about a specific person. I'm Googling fucking Detroit, Michigan, 1947 or whatever, man. But it didn't matter. At the end of the day, he was just talking about how people, you know, get fame and use their art. And it's a blessing and motherfuckers misuse it or, you know, gluttony or drugs and how he misuses art with you know, beefing or whatever and, you know, checked himself. It's just a level of self-awareness with this motherfucker that.
Who this know, sound like?
It's different. That's my least favorite song.
Tell him Kendrick did it. Who showed you how to run a blitz? Tell him Kendrick did it. Who put the West back in front of shit? Tell him Kendrick did it. Hey, I'm tripping and I'm loving it. Tell him Kendrick did it. Like, why? Hi, have you ever been a
drunk? That's BG shit. Yeah, that's BG shit. That's my least favorite song. I feel like as a businessman, he was putting his people on.
That was Uptown Saint.
Yeah, just talking
but
shit.
But why?
If you're from the West Coast. Boy shit. Yeah.
But you felt like that was a shot?
I felt like it was though.
I think that's a reach.
Well, you think everything is shot. You think nothing was a shot. You think he's just not shooting at anybody.
On the song that's you talking about, number 11. He said something about Wayne. And,
that's a direct hot boy bite.
That's not a hot boy.
Who else will say
When did Wayne use it though?
That's straight BG.
So you saying it's a Wayne shot? I mean, what's your point?
I'm not saying it's a. You saying it's a Wayne shot?
I didn't say that. Why are you asking about Wayne? I'm saying that's a BG thing.
Well,
it's a hot boy.
You saying it's a shot? That's what you said. It's not a shot to me.
You think it's a?
I'm trying to understand. What do you think it is? It's just a fucking. It's something on the album.
I think there's a respect in New Orleans.
You think it's more than what you think that is more than what it is.
I feel like
he's
more.
He told you before, like when he sends shots, it's gonna be direct.
Yeah.
So these ambiguous little breadcrumbs.
Oh, so I should just listen to him.
I mean, you could speak over me if you like.
What he said.
But if you want, take up these ambiguous little breadcrumbs and take it as your own. Like if the shoes fit and you won't wear them, then he'll take the shot and knock your head off. Mm. He's done that.
Yeah,
he's proved it. I said he wasn't battle tested until the Drake
what
battle.
What I'm saying is,
then he knocked
he's
his
a
fucking
battle
head
rapper
off.
And he lives off it. He's good at
he's
it.
Not
he's
not a battle rapper.
He's
a lyricist.
He's
a rapper.
He's also, but he's trying rapper. To start something else. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
What do you think, Billy?
You could look at it as a level of respect with the wine shit, knowing he's doing the Super Bowl. I feel like he had a bunch of different artists on his on that
a
song.
A lot of West Coast artists.
Yeah, but a West Coast
some
artist.
Some West Coast album.
Wine. Yeah. He coming into New Orleans. He got a bunch of his artists as a businessman. He trying to put his people on. I mean, it wasn't that deep, man. Just some wine shit, and that's what it is.
Because, like,
what I'm saying?
West Coast, the way they shit is, like, their culture moves so fast because they like first generation, second generation straight off from the South. Like, I was watching some documentary, like, on Compton. Like, Compton is really like a suburb of LA. Like, one of them little niggas was like, oh, yeah, my dad, he from out the Cali in New Orleans and shit, but I'm out the Nickerson's or whatever. Like, this shit is really so fucking evolving and so nuanced, like him saying wine on the fucking song that's hella LA, hella Southern California. It wasn't even in reference, nothing on that song was in reference to Wayne. And for that
before
to be a callback to track
saying,
one,
tell him Kendrick
too
did
far
it.
Of a
like
reach.
He's starting some shit.
That's a reach. That's,
okay, that's a I'm reaching. Reach. I'm super reaching.
Yeah, right.
Was that the same song he talked about? He gonna come to New Orleans and all that. Shit, the L.A. Ellen or whatever you
no,
said.
No, that was on a different song.
Okay, yeah.
That was on TV Off, I think.
Okay, yeah. That's another banger.
Yeah.
Hey, but I could see how motherfuckers from New Orleans could feel away. You know, they could feel away. He mentioned Wayne in song one. He mentioned some other shit in New Orleans. I know he mentioned some shit about Popeye's chicken and Louisiana chicken.
No, you're talking about Louisiana chicken in L.A.
Oh, okay.
They got a Louisiana chicken in
yeah,
LA.
I never been to L.A. Yeah, you been to L.A., so you know some shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
We was talking about a riverboat.
I don't remember Riverboat.
Riverboat and Chicken. It was on the Hot Pot 6, I think.
Nah, Louisiana. I know you said Louisiana Chicken. Louisiana Chicken is in L.A.
Gotcha.
They got a Louisiana Chicken out there. It's owned by some New Orleans people, too.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people did migrate to New Orleans, to L.A. and all of that. There was a little.
Yeah, the House from Friday is owned by some people that's from Louisiana. Nah.
You know? Nah, but
fall to stretch my hands, my nigga. Jesus Christ.
But I know the album is good, dog. If I take New Orleans out of it, Lil Wayne out of it, you know, as being a, you know, liking Drake music and shit, like, I can't knock this shit. I wanted to knock it. I first knocked it, and I'm like, hold up, man. Let me rewind. Let me reset. And when I heard it, I'm like, I can't knock it. It is what it is. This shit's good.
Man, when Tyler dropped his album, I was like, this is probably like top five of the year. Just off first listen, not even comparing it to nothing. But this was like a much better version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A much better version. And then, you know, a week off the Ab Soul shit.
Yeah.
And we were joking, like, Kendrick stole all the good West Coast beats. Like, these are the beats that Ab Soul needed.
Yeah, Ab Soul just needs some hype shit, man. He just needs some better beats, man. Like, he got some beats on there, but it's not enough.
Like, he's just a super lyricist type shit. Like I feel where he was going with some of the shit he was doing, like the 9 Mile, the Buckle JR shit like that. I feel where he was going, you know, conceptually, like that whole camp, like the whole black hippie shit is concept.
Mm-hmm.
So like this album is so, like I keep saying it's so South LA, I mean South California, because it's building on what he was saying in the battle, like I'm from a place,
yeah,
I'm from a real place that the world knows about. Like, the world is hip to our lingo.
Mm-hmm.
The world is hip to everything that we do.
And it's about values and morals. Values, morals, integrity, and just calling all of that bullshit out, man. It's just a reminder of, like, him being about standing on fucking foundation of values and shit, man.
And people masquerading around in the culture that haven't really lived what they speaking about.
Right, right, right.
It's not even
Captain
like
crunching water. Like,
yeah, like we talked about Cordae, and that was my thing about J. Cole. Like, not, and this is not no shot at Cordae. Like, you know, Cordae raps about what he raps about because he's a good kid. Like, he came from a two-parent household. Like, and like he rapped in the basement that in the studio that his dad bought him. Like, that was somewhat. Like, J. Cole came from that with like a little, you know, a little rougher around the edges, but
yeah.
But when, like, if you ever watch, I think this was on Noisy, some the shit that they follow Kendrick, where he was from, like, when he first started, like, he's from a real place. Like, he's really from with the shit he's talking about. Like, he said before, like, in one of his interviews, he was like, yeah, most of my niggas tell me they listen to Mozzy.
Mm.
You know, like, we don't listen to you, we listen to Mozzy.
Mm.
So that's the type of energy, like, he really come from.
Yeah, yeah. And the man in the garden shit. Like, why he should be the GOAT, you know, but let me not jump forward. What you got, Joe?
About what song specifically?
No, just about going through shit or whatever you had lined up.
Oh, I don't have nothing specifically lined up.
I mean, if y'all want to go through the tracks, the Squabble Up, that shit, you know, I'm feeling good, get the fuck out my face. That shit a vibe. The Luther shit go hard. Fucking what's after that? I don't know. I done listened to that shit like about 6 times, probably more than that.
I listened to that work like 3 straight times.
Yeah, man in the garden, like that shit fire. Why he feel like he's the GOAT? You know, all of the shit he put, all the work he put in, that shit fire. That
can
hey,
you
nah.
be humble and egotistical at the same time? Is that possible?
If who's your favorite rapper? Who's your favorite rapper?
I have a bunch.
How many of them are humble in their raps? And like, oh, I'm second best, I'm third.
But one of the qualities that people talk about when they talk about Kendrick is his humbleness.
But you're talking about a rapper, though.
Is this true?
Who's competitive?
Man, we all fucking contradictory.
Who just knocked the fucking head off of a fucking giant. who was on top for 15 years.
Got him doing zesty shit, making duck lip faces.
Drake
and
ain't
shit.
Been the same yet, though. He's trying to figure out a comeback plan.
I'm not trying
to rebrand. He has some live gambling show. Like he's treading water right now.
Yeah.
The Hate Now shit, that shit go hard. The TV off shit. Dodger Blue is cool. You know, it's a different vibe.
And like, I love Circadian Rhythm, but that wasn't enough. Like, Drake dropped a video for No Face. That shit didn't hit.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about Drake though?
Because he's the antithesis of this. No, he's the one that got his head knocked off. I mean, he's not relevant music wise.
Yeah. But they still talking about streaming numbers and numbers and numbers.
He's
and
always gonna have that. Yeah.
Like, I mean, he don't have to drop nothing else. He'll be straight.
Fuck
so
numbers.
Kendrick too. Wayne too. You know? All these niggas are really set for life. By their streamings. Already, so
yeah.
Well, Wayne sold his catalog, so I don't think he get his streaming.
But he could live off whatever he got from that, as long as I guess his debt wasn't that high. But outside of that, what it was 100 million he sold it for?
150.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he didn't have more than 75 in debt.
He was at least 15 in tax debt.
Well, that ain't nothing to 150. Yeah,
taxes after 150.
Good point. Well, so 150, you get 80.
Right.
Minus 15, that'd be 65.
I ain't trying to be too far at this podcast. He's blown. He's blown a lot of it.
Yeah.
He's blown a lot
of it.
And he's
been
bamboozled about a lot of it too.
Yeah. And I'm sure he got paid off Drake too. So. Yeah,
everybody else did.
He should.
Everybody in the music industry got paid off.
He's the one that
found
him, so he should have got the biggest check off of Drake. And Drake is what, a billionaire or something? That's what they say.
They say he's worth a billion.
So
I don't know.
Whatever. They all okay.
That nigga
Taz
got about 60 of that shit.
Well, he'll be all right too.
Taz been chilling since 2015. Taz managed Wayne and Drake, and probably worth more than both of them.
Y'all heard that new that D1 feature on that bitch? That bitch was off the chain, son.
D1?
Yeah, D1 was on that bitch. Y'all
really?
Hear that?
Mm-mm.
That's because he wasn't.
I wouldn't bring D1 in this conversation. I haven't liked D1 since the day you played him in 2005.
I never liked
D1, man. I thought D1 was just an average, you know.
But also,
that's why he's a teacher.
I feel like he be going overboard with the New Orleans lingo and the voice. I feel like he put the extra sauce on it. I don't know, man. He just come off.
Y'all
as
think
a hater.
He gonna say anything about the features on here with the murder killing on the features that he got? On
probably.
Here?
Yeah.
No, he won't.
He won't.
Yeah, he probably like Kendrick's
no,
this
there's
or
no
that.
Views
yeah.
or clicks in it. So
for his own selfishness.
Yeah.
No, because going against, I mean, two things can be true. Like Kendrick, I think Kendrick delivered a great album, but at the same time, going against Kendrick online is detrimental to your career.
Like
if you say something going against him right now is not really an outlet.
That sounds like some Nazi shit.
I mean, it's like I said, it's two things can be true. Like I'm not saying it's the fans. It's fans are with Kendrick. It's like it was a lot of Drake dislike, a lot of Drake hate, and that was just the final blow.
That's crazy.
It was not all about Drake when you got the nigga that's just rapping his ass off that's killing him. Like you belittling his rapping ability. Like he killed him. It wasn't close.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It wasn't close.
Get your mural
and Nas killed Jay, and then Jay went on to have a more illustrious, career. Or he's been in the spotlight more, has made more money than Nas afterwards. So, I mean,
you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
You might want to check Nas' business acumen. He's been doing his thing since that battle.
Yeah, but
definitely.
Billionaire? Definitely. Is he a billionaire?
Jay-Z isn't a billionaire off music.
I didn't say it was off music.
You're
talking about business acumen.
Definitely.
That includes everything.
Exactly. And you're talking about music too, though.
Well, yeah.
And Nas has had better albums since that battle too. Uh-huh. Still putting out albums. Better albums.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that.
Would you think that Drake is able to put out an album that's as good as this right now at this point in his career? As good as this Kendrick album?
I mean, right now? No.
Yeah.
No, because it's too hot.
No, I think Drake is lost musically. Drake is lost musically because he keeps up with the internet too much. Mm.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be hard for him to come back. But I mean, like I said, he still can just do his catalog and not really care about anything. But I mean,
that's
musically,
not what you want to do as an artist. You always want to progress.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him. I'm more worried about Wayne.
I'm not worried about any one of them. Like,
but just, I mean, he's like right coming decision. For this dude, like his reputation.
He
keep bringing this nigga up. He's like, oh, Wayne fucked your girl when he was in jail, doing wine and doing all this shit. Oh, Ellen. And it's like he's doing too much. It's too much. It's too much. That's all I'm saying.
You the nigga in Young Money camp, they'd be like, go get him, Wayne. Get that nigga, Wayne.
I see.
I'm just a New Orleans nigga that feel like he's doing too much with New Orleans right now.
I don't think he disrespected New Orleans.
Well, you just gotta let the Super Bowl
What he said
die,
about New Orleans?
Let time go.
And, he said he was gonna step into New Orleans gracefully. He didn't say nothing about the streets.
He brought up a celebrity that's from New Orleans that moved to L.A. because, like, you know, why not bring up anybody else? He does shit specifically for reasons, though. Don't act like he doesn't. There's double entendres in everything he does.
He said fuck a double entendre.
He said that.
He definitely said a lot of things.
Fuck
a double entendre. So,
that's all I'm saying.
So I'm taking that at face value.
Right.
He said, I don't want these niggas to hear exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He said that verbatim.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, Wayne could take the bait if he wants to right before the Super Bowl get this right in his hometown in front of the fucking world. And everybody going to be on Kendrick's side because the Super Bowl is not rap fans.
Just let him
and rap fans is already like, they already looking at Wayne sideways because they like, because of this Kendrick shit. Like, this is not a good time for Wayne to even entertain this shit.
This is true. This is true.
Wayne is on a high, bro. Wayne just sold out the Smoothie King Arena. We was at the Smoothie King. We was at the Little Louisiana Fest. They doing another one in Houston, December 21st.
I mean,
let that shit go. Let that shit go. What is it? If he entertains Kendrick,
your fans gonna lose respect for you for letting it go.
Okay, so what happened to Drake? He lost his fucking career at this point.
Drake went through a whole thing with this nigga. Like, you ain't got to do all
for
that.
13 years. For 13 years, and then this year
Drake
he chose
put this
to
nigga on his
Drake
tour.
Chose to. Okay,
this nigga
that's a long
back.
Time ago. That's a long
and
time
hate
ago.
Him. Like, it's just weird how niggas want to hate on you that put you on. It's weird though.
Nigga didn't put him on.
That. Well, he didn't put him on, but he definitely
put him on
a little bit.
No.
He put him on his tour, literally. So he put him on
a tour.
His tour
a
where
tour.
He got exposure. So he put him on.
That's
yeah,
not where did. I learned from Kendrick from. I ain't go to a show and be like, oh, here's a new artist, Kendrick.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's not where I learned.
Some people did. A lot of people probably.
The majority of his fans.
Not the majority.
How many albums he sold last time? Like half a mil? First week?
I don't know.
Half a million people ain't learned from this nigga from the tour. From the Drake tour.
You
got
to just respond to that
ago.
Motherfucker after the Super Bowl.
After
don't
the
respond.
Super Bowl.
That's it,
don't
man.
Be on
let
Kendrick timeline.
Climax. Let the nigga climax at the Super Bowl. Pause and go. Go. That's it. And then respond.
You like you don't.
But you respond, right?
I mean, if you want
not
to.
Not right now.
Yeah,
nah.
Not right now.
I don't
but
know.
At
I
some point,
five
I
months from now.
This nigga got to get thirsty. He got
to
get.
When is the
Carter
6
like
supposed to be dropping?
He gotta act like Drake for me in order for Wayne to respond. Right. He gotta come out with a direct shot.
Do y'all want to listen to any of these songs? Or we good on that?
No, I think
I'm good. I'm good.
I listened to them enough.
Yeah,
we don't need to play a song. All right.
Well, I think we did it. That unless y'all got something else y'all want to add.
No, man, we killed that shit.
Yeah, I think it was a pretty. Really good concise albums. Definitely gonna be album of the year. The nigga was spitting on there. The production is crazy. Like the concept, the conceptual West Coast quintessential album after a Tyler album, which production was fucking bananas, was better than that. So, I mean, like you said, I mean, you said he acting like he done knocked every rap off. Like this year he has. Like 2015 Steph Curry. I'm going to keep saying that shit. Unanimous MVP. Nigga said, how you going to get rap of the year without an album? Boom, gave it to you.
Mm.
There you go.
Yep. Just,
So, I mean, you know, as a rapper, you can get sensitive and jump out there, but nigga to knock a nigga head off, so you got to think twice.
Is he going to win every battle for the rest of his life, though?
No, you just got to think twice.
So.
Like, Drake won, how many battles Drake won? One? The one against Meek?
I don't know.
The one against Meek?
Just Meek, yeah.
Yeah, then he got his head knocked off with Pusha T because he decided to respond to Pusha.
Yeah. Yeah, Pusha is a lyricist. Yes.
It's past that lyricist. Would you consider Drake being a lyricist?
You know, Wayne's a lyricist too. I mean, if he put his mind to it, I think he'll do it. That's all I'm saying.
He hasn't, and when he did, it was bad.
Huh?
But the best Wayne diss song was when he was talking about the squad on Drought 2. Yeah. When you kiss in the mouth, you know you sucking my dick, boy. That shit, because it was super personal. In the booth with Twin and them, when we was with the fam,
yeah,
like that was the best beef song Wayne ever came up with because it was super personal.
Yeah, yeah, that's mixtape Wayne. He don't have to drop an album.
That's like 2004, 2005 mixtape Wayne. 2005,
back in the gap. He has it in him. If he channels himself, you know, he'll be able to do it. That's how I feel.
He just did a song with Jesse Reyes.
But he also has so much shit on him with the blood shit and all the West Coast shit that it will be hard for him to, like, actually overcome that. Because, like, he's actually from the West Coast. This nigga's claiming blood, but you from New Orleans where we don't have gangs and all this other shit, so.
That's deeper than even what you think. I mean, everybody's connected. Like I said, everybody from L.A. is one generation. Yeah. First generation, second generation.
Yeah.
Like, they got put on, that first, like, I was watching some shit. They were about to get put on to being Crip. They was really down with some Grape Street niggas out there. Like, even in one of Wayne's early songs, it's on the Drought 2, where he was like, how that Grape Street hit the hood up there in my Denali, you know, that song. But they was about to be Crip, but they was heavy in the streets though. Baby and Slim was heavy in the streets like that.
Yeah, so, they was.
I mean, Chris Brown is a blood though. Like, and they don't give him no flack. You know what I'm saying? Like they welcomed him with open arms. Right. So I don't think Wayne would even come on the super blood out. Like he's from New Orleans.
Man,
that's what it is.
Well, all of them.
Jesus. Man, you took it personal. Yeah, like, this nigga killed your dog. Yeah. Jesus.
Back to the podcast. Word. We back to Studio 54. Word. We got a little bit left. How long we been running for? That's crazy. Shit. Son. Let me see. Oh, we almost at an hour.
Damn, son.
So, Should we do reviews or should we just end it that?
Man, do some
reviews.
End it on some light shit, man.
All right, LSU lost their quarterback for how much? How much Detroit
get it for? $10 million? They got a quarterback coming in.
They got another quarterback, but They lost a committed quarterback that's going to Detroit now for $10 million in NIL Detroit. Money over 4 years.
Michigan, mean?
Yeah. Not Detroit. Yeah, Michigan.
Nah, it's still up in the air.
It's still up in the air? Yeah. I thought he did that. I thought that was done.
Nah, they offered him 10 from rumors. Rumors is they offered him 10. Mm-hmm. LSU still in the mix. Nigga said Detroit.
I automatically linked Detroit and Michigan. Oh, my bad.
Nah, they in Lansing.
Yeah. Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah, they got the clean water.
They got clean water.
It's far away from Flint.
No.
It could be.
I was watching the game the other day. The Pelicans passed up on Dalton Connect because we gave the Lakers the pick this year. What do y'all think? Should we have used that pick and maybe did better scouting on Dalton Connect? Or is it too early to tell?
Then we wouldn't have Zion, right?
No. We would have we could have used our draft pick this year, but we decided to defer and give it back to LA and use it later.
Oh,
because we thought the draft class this year was weak.
Next year might be a little more stacked.
Well, but yeah, but we passed up on Dalton Kmet.
17. I mean, he went 17, so a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people scouting departments.
You probably would have thought he would have got picked up ahead of that already. Yeah. Yeah, so understood. Yeah. That makes sense. There's no way to tell. Hindsight is 20/20, right?
Because like I told as a kid, like 6'7", moves well. Like, yeah, I've seen him play a couple times. The dude, he looks like the kid at Duke right now a little bit. Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
He looks a little bit easy comparison because he's a white boy, but but yeah, he can really shoot. He can really move. Very, you know, athletic enough to be in the league. So yeah.
All right, so we got some vids for y'all boys. Let's check this one out.
The Saints played today?
No, it was bye week.
Oh, all right. They ain't watched no football today.
Yeah, they had a lot of good games on. They had Washington versus Dallas was crazy, dog. You got to go back and watch the highlights from that.
Fucking right? Dallas won, yeah. Buccaneers won. I was hoping they lost. Carolina lost. It looked like they gave the Chiefs a good game. You know, I was hoping people in our division would have lost.
Yeah, Tampa bust that ass. All right, so we're gonna have two segments here.
We could have paid Baker like $10 million a year instead of getting Derek Carr expensive trash
ass. Yep. Fucking car
for real. Now we're stuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And built a much better team. That's a terrible stat. In this generation of all these quarterbacks,
the Saints haven't drafted a first round quarterback since Archie Manning, bro. That's wild.
I think they're waiting for Arch Manning to come in the draft.
Yeah, I guess so. That would make sense, actually. All right, let's listen to Dez Bryant.
We got to.
We have to.
Crazy. The year that I got cut, and some athletes, I told athletes, hey, man, I feel like our season getting sabotaged. That's just how I feel. There's no way that we should be running the same exact plays. I remember going into Coach Garrett's office, asking, hey, man, you know, I look forward to the game plan. Why am I lining up in the same place each and every week? Like if these guys on the other side not getting paid.
So did you guys know every play before the ball was snapped?
I'm just saying, man, the game ain't decided on the field. That's all I'm going to say. Like I said, I predict who's going to be in the Super Bowl. It ain't about who has the best players. Football is entertainment.
There be times in the game I line up. I know I'm one-on-one. Dak don't even look my way. So many times on film, it was so many times on film, so that ball was not coming to me.
Do you think a quarterback would even make him self look bad on purpose? Like, you know what? I know he's open, but we got rules not to
it
throw
has
to him.
Because that's the instinct is to throw it to him.
I mean, it's hard to believe Sean that, man. You know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Even just to think about whoever, someone coming up to the quarterback and saying, hey, don't throw it here or don't give it to this guy. Mm-hmm. It's hard to even fathom that thought, which I don't even know or think happens. I doubt it. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the film and you look at how it goes down, I mean, that's the only way.
He's right. All right. So is it a conspiracy or is it not a conspiracy?
As a conspiracy, I mean, especially coming from it's the sources.
Yeah.
And now if we had better sources, then I can come to a better decision. But there's, he says a lot of stuff that's not really well.
It was Vic
too
the
well
Cruz
put together.
Too though.
Even Vic wasn't firm in his conviction. He was just saying like it looks like it.
Yeah.
So I can roll with that with Vic. Mm-hmm. Cause you know I fuck with Vic more than, but I mean, citing the sources with Dez and then him saying like Dak didn't look his way, Right. I mean, Dak is like mediocre as hell. So
right.
I mean,
that's just Dak. Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the Cowboys. Like, of course, that's a shit show. And you front row.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
This is dude. God damn.
All right, so tell me what y'all think about starting a football game like this.
The high school state championship game decided to drop a football out of a helicopter instead of a coin toss. If you have not seen this angle, it is absolutely electric. The way this works is each team sends out one of their captains, and then a helicopter pulls up and drops a football out of the helicopter. Yes. And this is the way football coin tosses are meant to be done. This is gladiator type shit.
We should do that in the NFL, though. It don't have to be a helicopter, but, like, instead of a coin toss, just throw the ball out there.
It's different.
You do that to niggas that's getting paid hourly, not to niggas that's getting paid millions.
Fuck
you. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Nah, these niggas is gladiators.
Now, what league was that, dude?
That was the college, son.
A college?
Yeah. A college. I don't know.
That had to be, like, D4. Yeah.
No, that was high school football.
You gotta
sign
a waiver for that shit. That's 25. Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's different.
Jimmy Butler with the red braids. He always on some other shit.
Nigga had a fucking T-Boz dude.
Boy got 30 tonight, dude.
Ooh. They won?
Nah, they still gone.
All right, we got one or two more videos. One beat and we out of here. This is Jada Kiss chaperoning a school bus.
Jada Kiss as a dad is hilarious.
Dog, Jada Kiss is on a school bus with a bunch of white kids from a private school and his kid.
Stop.
And this thing is super califragilistic.
Still go.
Nah.
Field trip, bro.
Nah, man. They should have sung some Jada Kiss shit. I thought they would have gave him, you know.
I was about to say, is somebody who has one of the craziest pens and biggest vocabularies in the world. Like, I'm sure he's like, use some more words, please.
Yeah, can y'all use a better nursery rhyme? A better nursery rhyme?
They should have learned a Jada Kiss song and gave him props. That would have
been
tight.
Didn't even know that was Jada Kiss. He just happened to be on the
thing.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's so young. His kid probably doesn't even know how much of an influence his dad is at that age. Now, he has other kids that's... He'd be all over TikTok like with his daughters and stuff. Like, it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
We gonna get into boot up a shut up real quick. Boot up a shut up. I say boot up a shut up. I say boot up a shut up. We gonna run a beat. Muggy and I produce, mostly Muggy. I just be coming in every now and then. You dig?
Oh, okay. And you still like it?
Yeah. It's that Studio 17 we working with.
Yeah, dude.
And a few other tools. Can't give away the sauce, but yeah, man, you know, we can't let it go too long. Watch that bitch come back though. Yeah, you could take tags off beat now. It don't even matter.
Better talk over every loop.
Every loop.
What you call football piece out here?
Yeah. But nah, we selling that bitch for cheap if y'all want to get
that motherfucker Casio did most of the work on that bitch, man. I was in the back seat. God damn.
Yeah, it was nice.
Fucking did his shit on now. Hell
Saquon going crazy.
A plus.
Ooh, Saquon is. Oh, 199? Oh, my fantasy. Oh, no, this is brand
new. For the L.
Oh, I'm about to say. I'm about to say, but
I
yeah,
probably going crazy tonight though too.
Boot that bitch up, up. I gotta stop putting the vote thing on the fucking post though. I'll be forgetting though. But yeah. We'll do it next time. This time, you dig? This time, y'all got any final thoughts? We ran hard on the Kendrick shit.
I mean, that was we could have went deeper on the.
Oh, we could go way deeper, but yes, we're not going to do that.
It's a Sunday.
It's
a lot of social commentary. So we still have a week for this to still process.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back to it. Like, you know, that's why I say we ain't have to rush to do it. I didn't think we had to rush to do an emergency pod just because, like, I wanted to see what came about. Because even that Wayne tweet, like, that was enough to wait. You know what I'm saying? Like,
To
know Wayne is alert.
Yeah.
Like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, what I'm saying, Wayne, don't fall for the bait. It's interesting.
Right.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens. Like, you know, we'll see what happens.
We'll definitely see what happens. What do y'all want to happen is my question.
I want the best music to come out.
The best music possible?
I don't think Wayne should probably, if he wants to attack, go after the Super Bowl, but him being the GOAT doesn't hinge on this beef or whatever. I don't even think it's a beef.
Don't take the bait, man. Make good fucking music and that's it, man. That's what I'm saying.
All Wayne gotta do is chop up the videos of Kendrick being a fan and be like, you look up to me. Just that.
He a fan.
There's too much he can do, so, you know, like.
They both can do a lot.
Yeah, they both can do a lot.
Yeah, the baby kissing video.
Yeah, that's been played to death, but
yeah.
It's all fair. All's fair in love and hip hop.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.